The first reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. Brothers and sisters, after 14 years, I again went up to Jerusalem with Barnabas, taking Titus along also. I went up in accord with a revelation, and I presented to them the gospel that I preached to the Gentiles, but privately to those of repute, so that I might not be running or to have run in vain. On the contrary, when they saw that I had been entrusted with the gospel to the uncircumcised, just as Peter to the circumcised, for the one who had worked in Peter for an apostolate to the circumcised worked also in me for the Gentiles. And when they recognized the grace bestowed upon me, James and Caiaphas and John, who were reputed to be the pillars, gave me and Barnabas their right hands in partnership, that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the uncircumcised. Only we were to be mindful of the poor, which is the very thing I was eager to do. And when Caiaphas came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face because he clearly was wrong. For until some people came from James, he used to eat with the Gentiles. But when they came, he began to draw back and separated himself because he was afraid of the circumcised. And the rest of the Jews acted hypocritically along with him, with the result that even Barnabas was carried away by their hypocrisy. And when I saw that they were not on the right road, in line with the truth of the gospel, I said to Caiaphas in front of all, "If you, though a Jew, are living like a Gentile and not like a Jew, how can you compel the Gentiles to live like Jews?" The word of the Lord. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. For steadfast is his kindness toward us, and the fidelity of the Lord endures forever. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples." And he said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us, and do not subject us to the final test.'" The Gospel of the Lord. So today we celebrate the feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. It used to be the feast of Our Lady of Victory, but then we became pretty politically correct, and so we didn't want to talk about victory. It was a naval victory over the Muslims. So now it's just Our Lady of the Rosary. But the day came from the Holy Father. We were fighting and with the Muslims, and he said, "Let's all say the Rosary," and we won victory. And so it was Our Lady of Victory. Now the Our Lady of the Rosary. And so Archbishop Gomez, who's the Archbishop of Los Angeles and who's head of the Catholic Bishops of the United States, asked today that we say the Rosary for our country, that we can win victory, a victory of love. And so he's going to do it, and you can go on to the website of the National Catholic Bishops Committee, or on their Facebook page, or on their YouTube thing, and you can say the Rosary with Archbishop Gomez, other bishops. It's going to be 12 noon in California, which is 3 o'clock in the afternoon here in Erie, Pennsylvania. So you can look at where it is, and we can come together and pray. And that's what the gospel's about. Jesus is inviting us to enter into this intimacy. And so when we say the Lord's Prayer, we say it throughout the whole rosary. And there is victory in prayer. It's the most powerful thing we can do. It's more powerful than a nuclear bomb, by far. So today, as we celebrate this feast of Our Lady of the Rosary, Our Lady of Victory, let's join together with our bishops and let's pray for victory today at 3 p.m., 12 p.m., wherever you happen to be, or 2 p.m. Central. Nature knows love and marries today and forever. Amen. Let us